Scotland battle heats up against council cuts. Matt Dobson, Socialist Party Scotland. £1 billion in council cuts over the next 2 years is the consequence of the funding deal from the Scottish National Party SNP government, which will mean the loss of 15,000 jobs and the decimation of services if implemented. Both the SNP and Labour oppose Tory austerity in words, but their councils have all signed up to this deal, and look likely to be setting budgets to implement cuts over the next few weeks. However, a fight back from workers and the trade unions is developing, with Socialist Party Scotland activists playing a crucial role. In Glasgow and Dundee, the local authority trade unions representing 26,000 workers are jointly campaigning for no cuts budgets. Union resistance. In Glasgow, the Labour administration is seeking to implement £133 million of cuts. However, they have already been checked by the resistance of the trade unions into stepping back from immediately implementing a tax on terms and conditions worth £3.5 million. Reports of the attacks have immediately fueled large attendances at workplace union meetings, and the local press reported on the likelihood of industrial confrontation on a wide scale. School janitors in unison are already entering their fourth week of an industrial action boycott of duties in a dirty, smelly, heavy outdoor payment dispute. Glasgow Labour Council is paying out £3,000 a day to hire non-union workers in an attempt to undermine the action. The #JUSTICE4JANers campaign is getting wide support, despite the worsening mess in schools, and the Janners are determined to fight on. The resolute fighting mood and an understanding of the serious battle that is developing was shown by the impressive 350-strong turnout to the Glasgow City Unison AGM, the largest turnout for some years. The branch, with its fighting record, its successful leadership of recent strikes like the homeless case workers, and being the key reference point for anti-austerity struggle in the city, shows what can be achieved with a fighting socialist leadership. In Dundee, there is growing anger at the SNP implementing £23 million of Tory austerity. Several hundred braved a snow blizzard on the 30th of January to march through the city demanding a no-cuts budget. Jim McFarlane, Dundee City Unison branch secretary and trade unionist and socialist coalition candidate for Dundee West, in a recent statement, said savage cuts are planned for garden maintenance services, waste recycling, roads and street lighting, as well as child and family services. Hundreds of jobs will be lost. The council workforce has already been reduced by around 1,300 jobs. We need politicians prepared to actually put the program of anti-austerity into action. Work to rule. Also, the West Dunbartonshire Teachers Action, reported in issue 884, continues. Teachers have organised a work to rule, and are balloting over an offer from the council. Scottish Teachers Union the EES is campaigning to reject with another one-day strike set for the 18th of February. We are organising a political electoral challenge as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition to USC in the Scottish Parliament election in May. Protests at council budget-setting meetings have been called by local authority trade unions in Dundee on the 25th of February at 2:30 p.m. in City Square, and in Glasgow on the 10th of March at 12:30 p.m. in George Square. For the full article, see socialistpartiscotland.org.uk.